of his word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Father, we thank you for the gift of your word today. The entrance of your word bringeth light and understanding, even to the ignorant. We thank you, Lord, that your word today will illuminate every heart under the sound of my voice, bringing understanding that will bring a conviction and a conversion in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. You may be seated. I want to talk to us today about something really very important that I believe that as Christians we must keep our eyes on and be focused and be very well focused. Praise the Lord. I titled this message, and it's a series, and I'm starting the series today. And I call it Knowing the Ways of God. Knowing the Ways of God. But the part one of this series, which is today's message, I title it From Despair to Delight. From Despair to Delight. The foundation of every believer, the foundation of every believer is important as they run this race of life. It's so important. How you came to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord is very important. And that is why everyone who claims to be born again, there is something that you need to know, to understand. You need to know how it happened to you. Praise the Lord. You need to know when you knew that you were really born again. It's important. Some people write even the dates down. Some that have been born again 30, 40 years can tell you that on the 1st of July, so and so year, they gave their lives to Christ. We know that being in church is not what actually determines whether you are born again or not. It is a heart thing. That's why nothing on the outside really changes about us. But once the Spirit of God comes into us, so that we can live the life that God wants us to live, then the change starts from the inside to the outside. Praise the Lord. Let me just give this scenario about what I want to talk about today. Imagine a young guy or a young boy who goes to school but happens to be really very playful in school. He's been sent to school to study, but rather he plays. He gives himself to trancy. He's very playful. Doesn't listen in class. Doesn't pay attention. And it began to affect his academic performance. And the teacher decided we need to inform the parents so that they can talk to this student. And one day a letter was given to the child. Take this home to your parents. The school wrote to them about his performance and his conduct. On the way home, the child knew exactly what the letter was about. Hallelujah. And so he started praying. Oh Lord, don't let my parents beat me. Don't let them discipline me. When they read this letter, don't let them do anything. He got home, gave the letter to his father. The father was livid. He was furious. He told him to go and stand in one corner and said, "You are going to get the rod of correction today." The child was disappointed. What was his disappointment? God did not answer his request. I prayed and I told God, "Don't let them beat me. Now they are going to beat me." So God does not answer prayer. He has two options in his belief. It's either God didn't hear him, he didn't answer his prayer, or the second option is God had him, but the discipline was necessary. It is the will of God. Hallelujah. If he chose the second option as the reason why he was beaten, then that child knows something about God. Praise the Lord. He knows something about God. And what is it that he knows? It's reading in Isaiah 55, verse 8 to 9. "My ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts." Praise the Lord. The way that God sees things is always different from the way that human beings sees it. Most of the time, we see situation of our lives looking at it from a very, very narrow understanding. But God has a bigger picture. So when we are faced with pressures in our lives, we focus on that pressure as at that time. Once we focus on the pressure, we can never see that pressure could develop into power for us. Once you despair because of some unpleasant situations that life has handed over to you, you will not be able to see your despair turn to delight. This is because we always use our natural understanding to explain everything that happens to us in life. But that is not the way of God. God does not look at things the way that we look at them. Hallelujah. In our text today, this is a story of a man. His name is called Asaph. He was a musician. And he was sharing with you and I, which is a good thing. And thank God for that. that God did not hide the frailties of even our heroes in the Bible. He didn't hide them from us. He let them know. So that when you and I are faced with vicissitudes of life, we can draw comfort from the same comfort to which they were comforted. Can I hear an amen? We can know that even though we may despair of life, even though pressures of life may want us to give up on ourselves, give up on God, give up on the promises of God, through their own sanctifying experiences that they went through, we will come to understand that on the other side of the tunnel, there is a silver lining. Can I hear an amen? Praise the Lord. This gentleman was talking here. In fact, he started his testimony in verse 1 by saying, "The Lord is good." This is a testimony. This is a praise report. He started it by saying, "The Lord is good." But this is a man that has been through a lot in life. When we were reading, if you were paying attention, this man says, "I was envious." And who was he really envious of? He said, "The foolish." How can someone be envious of a foolish person? How can somebody be jealous of what a foolish person has? But he did not hide this from us. He said, "The truth is, I was envious of them." And he told us the reason why he was envious. Now see what happens to him. He said, "This is the reason." In verse 2, he said, "But as for me, my feet were almost gone." In other words, I am already backsliding. I'm already giving up on everything that I have believed about God. Why? He said, "Because I saw these foolish people, wicked people, they were prospering." Now, he did not categorically declare that he wasn't prospering. But we know from what he said about people that he was envious of, that this was an issue in his life. That he was struggling. He is struggling. He is not seeing prosperity in any area of his life. He was not prospering spiritually. He was not prospering physically. He was not prospering financially. He was not prospering materially. Everything that he was doing, it seems as if there is a blockade. Things were not adding up to joy for him. And yet, he is not saying this as an unbeliever. He's someone that believes in God. What is he saying, in other words? This God that I'm serving is not working for me. So he was in despair, discouraged, disillusioned. He said, "These people don't know God. Everything seems to be working for them. In fact, they are proud. They talk proudly." They even speak about God and say, where is God? What can God do? I'm getting by without God. Hello? I have business and business is good without God. Without me serving him with my whole heart, things are working for me. So Asaph came to a conclusion after he set his focus on them. Beloved, Anytime your focus is on the world, you have turned your back to God. Hallelujah. You can't look at God and look at the world at the same time. Anytime that your focus is on what is happening in the world, the Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15, he said, love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. For the things that are in the world are what? The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. So if you love all those things, you cannot claim to love God. If your focus is on the lust of the eyes, what your eyes can see. If you are focusing on the prosperity of your neighbor, there is no way that despair will not come. Hello. I always said it. I said, if I were the only person in the world on an island that there is nobody else there, it wouldn't matter what I have and what I don't have. The reason why a lot of us are discouraged, even with our work with God, and we can't wait on God to do what he has promised that he will do, whether you want to admit it or not, it is because of your neighbor. Is working for my neighbor, is not working for me. The word of God in itself is not a depressant. Hallelujah. Jesus said in John 10:10, I have come that they might have life, a good life, a satisfying life. The word of God is a blessing to you and I. Hallelujah. So the word didn't come to depress anybody. He came to lift you up. So if you are depressed, it is not the word that is depressing you. It is your focus that shifted from the word to the world. Hallelujah. When God made a promise to us, and said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He means it. If God tells you, I will get you out of that trouble, he is going to get you out of the trouble. Hallelujah. If God says, I sent my son to die so that you can live a prosperous life, believe it. The reason why you are struggling with that word is not because that word is not sure. It is because of your neighbor that is already prospering. If you are the only one, you wouldn't care. You will wait on God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Remember, in Genesis chapter 3, the Bible says, when Adam and Eve were in the garden, the serpent came to beguile Eve in the garden and told her something different from what God told them. He twisted what God said. Has God not said? He said, God said, if we eat out of this, the fruit of this tree, we are going to die. He said, you are not going to die. It's because God knows that if you eat it, your eyes will be open. And you yourself will be like God. The truth is, they were already like God. Hallelujah. Immediately, a different voice was introduced to the place. Their struggle began. They began to be discouraged with God. They shifted their focus from God. Shifted their focus elsewhere. Trouble began. The struggle began. And it was leading them on a very slippery slope into despair and destruction at the end of the day. The struggle that you and I are having has nothing to do with God. There is no problem from the giving side. The problem is always from the receiving side. Said, I was envious of them. Beloved, sometimes you look at even some people, you will say, what are they really doing? Or you are a student, you are in school, you see somebody very playful running around, but when the exam comes, he's the one that is going to top the result. And then you will be burning candle and doing everything. At the end of the day, you will barely make an average performance. Hallelujah. And then you are adding prayer to your own, fasting, and going to church. You are in the choir, the ushering department. And then, once your focus shifts on the prosperity of your neighbor, who is not serving God as much as you are serving God, or who doesn't even know God at all, is not born again, it will end in despair. You will struggle. Hello? And that was what happened to Asaph. He was really struggling here. He's confessing his own struggles here. He said, my foot has already slipped. I was almost gone. Remember, this is a testimony that she's sharing. My foot was almost gone. I was almost gone to the other side. I was almost going back into the world. I was always going back to my vomit to do the things that I believe works for me. To get what I want. The mago-mago way that I've been doing it. To talk the way that I'm talking, it doesn't matter. After all, God doesn't see, because they said it. God is not seeing. What does God know? We are getting by. We are getting whatever we want. And God is not doing anything. And God can't do anything. Sometimes you look at it and you say, Lord, this can't be fair. Hello? This can't be fair. Why are the wicked prospering? He was discouraged. Why is it that those who do know, we know that girl now, running around when we were in school with every man that everywhere. Now she's married to the best man in town. Hello? But we stayed in our chastity. We remained in our chastity. Hello? But yet, we can't find any man to say hello, not to talk of, I want your hand in marriage. Is God talking to somebody in this place? I'm giving. I give to people. In fact, when I give to people, self, the people I give to self, they don't even appreciate it. Hallelujah. But these people don't even give. Selfish people, wicked people. And then they taunt you with their riches. Praise the Lord. You are standing in the sun like the scorching sun of nowadays. At the bus stop looking for transport. Waiting and waiting. The sun is beating your head. Your head is doing bang, bo, bang, bo. You can't see very well again. It's like you're about to fall. You are dizzy. The ground is so hot, your shoe has hole. You have to be doing like this. They think you are walking. No, it's because the heat is hitting your feet. Amen. Things are tough. And the wicked people, people that you know, they don't know God, they don't serve God, will just drive past you in an AC car. Phew. Hello? And you know that your God, you have heard that God is the owner of all things. And you have heard that everything he created is the children's bread, and you are his child, but the bread is not showing up. Hello, somebody. Sometimes you are praying and you are asking God to do something for you in your life. Lord, help me out of this issue. And it seems as if God is not hearing. Is he deaf? He didn't hear me. And these people don't even pray. And what I am praying and fasting for, they just get it. I wish I have real people in this place this morning. Let me tell you, life happens. It is unfortunate that in many places Christianity has been presented in an erroneous manner, to think that because you are born again, you will not go through some things in life, that you will not experience sufferings. I don't care. I don't know anybody that can prophesy to you and tell you that you will not suffer again. They lied. Praise the Lord. I was reading a statement that someone made in a book. And he said, I have come to a conclusion, knowing the ways of God, that it is not likely that God will use a man for great things, that he will use him greatly, if he has not hurt him deeply. Deeply. Praise the Lord. We will go through some things. Jesus said it himself. He said, in this world, you will have tribulations. Trials and temptations will come our way. He assured us of that. So he didn't say it may or it may not. It depends on how good you are to me. That's how they try. No. He said it will come. So there is no point doing a vigil, praying away some tribulations. Jesus himself said they are coming. How you interpret that statement is important to whether your despair will end in delight. If you think Jesus said that because he just wants to punish you, you got it wrong. It is because there is no testimony without a test. Everybody said, I have a testimony. It's because you went through a test. It's because you went through something that you never wished for, you never prayed for, you never planned to happen in your life, but it showed up anyway. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Should we now end in despair? Let's look at what Apostle Paul did in his own case. Because when it comes to test and trials, it is a level playing field in the kingdom of God. It's not something that happens to one person and doesn't happen to another person. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is why for every child of God, when you go through the things that you are going through, you need to know why you are going through them. It is not because God doesn't love you. Hallelujah. It's not because God doesn't love you. In fact, he made it very clear. Romans 8 and 28. What did he say? He told us then. Romans 8:18 first of all told us, the sufferings of this present time is nothing compared to the glory that shall be revealed. 28 now says, all things will work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. All things will work together for good. Praise the Lord. It's working together for good. And it's important that you and I know. The reason why many Christians are faced with challenges and they just crumble under the challenges is because many people really do not seek to know the ways of God. How God really operates. Hallelujah. And you cannot know the ways of God unless you know the will of God. The Bible tells us concerning Moses. He said, Moses knows the ways of God. But the children of Israel knew his acts. Many Christians remain in knowing acts. What are the acts of God? Ah, God bless somebody. God bless you with a new car. Acts of God. Hallelujah. Remember, there is a book in the Bible called The Acts of the Apostles. They were the actions taken by the power of God that brought about miracles. So when you see the miraculous in your life or in anyone's life, it is the acts of God. But the ways of God is completely different. Knowing the acts is knowing God on the mountaintop. But knowing the ways of God is actually knowing him in the deep, in the valley, where things don't work well. Where the future looks very bleak. Where it does not look as if it's going to work out for you. But God is still there. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, and let us look at also the testimony that Apostle Paul shared with us. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Let's start from verse 3. He says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble. Did you hear that? So the purpose of his stress, the purpose of the pressure that he went through, God knew he was going to provide comfort for him. So that with that same comfort, he can comfort any other person in trouble. Praise the Lord. This is the reason why, in fact, all of us should really be joyous about serving God. About being used, about being called of God. Because God is about to give you a testimony. What is a ministry without a testimony? Doesn't exist. Let's read on. Verse 5. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounded by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same suffering, which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and your salvation. Praise the Lord. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the suffering, hello, that as you go through pressures of life, as you despair, hear what Paul says, so shall ye be also of the consolation. If you are here today under the sound of my voice and you are in despair, hear what God is saying to you today. There is a consolation for you. I thought I would hear a believing amen. Amen. There is a consolation. In other words, every suffering for a child of God, God has already planned that suffering to end in consolation for you. That's the plan of God. That's why we must not stop and give up at the realm of despair, because that's not where it ends. It ends in consolation. Praise the Lord. There's something I want you to write down, and write it everywhere that you know you visit constantly. You write the statement, the death of your flesh, the death of your flesh is the purpose of your stress. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Why did I mention the death of the flesh? Because the Bible says it in the book of John chapter 12 and verse 24. It said, except the corn of wheat fall to the ground and dies, it abides alone. But when it dies, it brings forth much fruit. Amen. So if the struggles and the pressures of life will translate to a delight for us at the end of the day, we must allow God to kill our flesh, because it is in the flesh that we are envious. It is in the flesh that we are jealous of what we are seeing outside happening to other people. Going about and things are just working for them. And you are serving God, and it seems as if things are not really adding up for you. And many, because of lack of understanding of what the end is and what the plans of God is and what the ways of God are, they give up. They compromise. They say, I don't think that this can work. I don't think that my situation can ever change. So they are looking outside the kingdom to find solutions to their own problem. They are consulting their own human efforts to bring about a spiritual result. And at the end of the day, it will still lead to more depression. Because only the ways of God are perfect. Hallelujah. Only the blessings of God maketh rich and adds no sorrow to it. Only the blessings of God. There is nothing you need now in your life that is not available in the kingdom of God. You don't need to go outside to go and find it. Praise the Lord. All God said, according to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, he said it. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all other things that the Gentiles are pursuing and seeking to have and seeking to get and seeking to attain and accomplish, God said, they will be added unto you. They will be added. Hallelujah. He didn't say you will add it. It shall be added unto you. So which means it's God himself that will add it unto you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. God already has your life all figured out. The plan that God has for you, they are plans to prosper you and not to harm you. To give you a future and a hope. But the devil wants us to believe that with God, most things are impossible. That it can happen. That's what Satan wants you and I to believe. So that we can go outside the kingdom and go and compromise to get what we need. And he knows that that already breaks our fellowship and our relationship with God. Where is your focus today? May I ask you, what are you focusing on? Are you focusing on your present pain? Are you focusing on the pressures of life? Is that what you are focusing on? Are you focusing on the prosperity of your neighbor? That things are working for them. Some of you may look at some of your peers and you say, we started together. But look where he is now. Look where she is now. And look at where I am. Your focus has already shifted from God. Hallelujah. Because in God there is always hope. I said in God there is always hope. God is a God of hope. So if you are wallowing in hopelessness, your focus has already shifted. If you are wallowing in despair, your focus has already shifted. Open your Bible to Isaiah 26 and verse 3. Let me tell your neighbor, focus on God. Isaiah chapter 26. And verse 3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. Did you hear that? Thou, that's referring to God, will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Hallelujah. He will be in what? In perfect peace. He won't be in despair. He will be in perfect peace with hope that God is going to come through for me. Trusting God that it is not over until God says it is over. Praise the Lord. You don't give up. Open your Bible also to Psalm 119 and verse 165. Let's read what the Bible says there. Are you there? I can't hear anybody. Yes. Psalm 119 and verse 165. If you are there, say amen. 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 Hallelujah. Great peace. Let somebody say, great peace. Great. Have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Nothing shall offend them. They will not be offended. And he said the only way to get rid of offense is to love the word of God. Hallelujah. Is to keep your gaze on what God says to you. Keep your focus on that and not on what is around you. When Adam's focus shifted from God, what the first thing that happened to him when he shifted his focus, And God asked him, what did he say? Can anybody remember what Adam first said to God? When God said, Adam, where are you? Blah, 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 blah. What is this you have done? Have you done what I said you shouldn't do? The first thing he said is the woman that you gave me. In other words, that is the human nature. When things don't go right for you, you are looking for someone to blame. Hello? It's because it's the fault of this person. It is what this person did. It is what that person did. We go into the blame game. Hallelujah. Because the devil does not want our focus to be on what can actually deliver the peace and the help that we really need. Do you know that there is no amount of love and affection that you can receive from another man that can actually guarantee your peace? I know that from scripture. Praise the Lord. And I know it by a sanctifying experience. When Anna could not have a child, and she went into despair, more so because there's somebody else that it is working for. It was working for Penina. And they were even making boasts that is working for them. Can you remember that story? 1 Samuel chapter 1. But when her husband called Hannah, am I not more to you than 10 sons? He said, leave that side, Oga. The peace that I want, you can't even give it. The money, the Bible says, her husband will even give her double the portion to which he will give Penina, the first wife, the one that has children. So when it comes to money, she didn't lack it. She was probably wearing the best clothes to church. But did she have peace? The clothes did not buy peace. Hallelujah. The money did not buy peace. That's why Jesus says, this peace that I give to you is not like the one the world gives to you. Because the one that the world gives to you does not have a lasting promise. And what did she do? She shifted her focus from Penina. She shifted her focus from money and all those things. She shifted her focus onto God. The Bible says, when everybody had left Shiloh, Anna remained behind to commune with the Father of all spirits. Hallelujah. She changed her focus back to God. And it was when she did that, that her consolation showed up. Praise the Lord. It was when she did that, that her despair turned to delight. Where is your focus today? What are you really focusing on? Sometimes we need to do a spiritual checkup. Sit yourself down by yourself with God alone in a place and ask yourself an honest question. What is the root of what I'm going through? Why am I upset? Let's look at it. Psalm 42. Let's look at David. What David himself did. What he went through. He too went through a very bad patch in life. Psalm 42. Verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? He was asking himself a very honest question. If you are going through some challenges, sit down and ask yourself, why am I upset about this? Why am I losing my joy over this matter? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, because at this time he obviously has lost his peace. He's lost his peace. But he sat himself down, said, I've got to deal with the root of this matter. Because sometimes you may think that this is the problem, but that is really not the problem. It is something else that is the problem. Hallelujah. It may be something else that is the problem. Because sometimes when we are yearning in our hearts for something and we are not seeing that thing, we begin to look at every other thing. You know, the devil is a very wicked devil. When you are in despair, it means that you have even lost desire for things that used to give you pleasure. You are so exhausted that those things that you probably take pleasure in will not give you pleasure anymore. Hello? Church may not even give you pleasure anymore. So it becomes a struggle. But before this, you are like David. I am glad when they say, let us go into the house of the Lord. But all of a sudden, it changes. Praise the Lord. And then you begin to wonder, what is going wrong? What is happening? His house is that Ola sang. He sang too loud. Hello. Praise the Lord. It's the equipment. It was just making noise in my ears. Praise. No, it's not the equipment. If your focus is on Jesus, you wouldn't care about the equipment. Glory be to Jesus. You would have come to church in a singing attitude because you started it from the house. Glory be to Jesus. Many people are coming to church. You are looking for somebody to sing you happy. Sister Tola is not responsible for my happiness. I am responsible for my happiness by the choices I make. Praise the Lord. When you think somebody else is responsible for your happiness, then you give them the power and control over your life. I can't do that. Praise the Lord. I can't do that. I can't give you control. I can't give you power over how I feel. When I feel it, it's not left to you. You didn't create me and you did not redeem me. So my focus is not on you. I will rather put my focus on God. Let's read on. Are you getting something from this? Hope thou in God. That's what David said. He's talking to himself. Hello? Call your name to yourself right now and say, hope thou in God. Oluyinka, hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. What will I do when I'm faced with despair? When I'm faced with pressures of life, what am I supposed to be doing? I'm supposed to praise God for the help of his countenance. Start praising him. Start thanking God. Start worshiping him. Hallelujah. No matter what life brings to you. You see, this is what it means to know the ways of God. That it is not about what life brings to you. Everybody gets a lemon in life. You are the one that will decide what you make with your lemon. You either make a bitter lemon or you make a lemonade. The lemonade is the sweet one. Praise the Lord. It's your decision. It's your decision. Praise the Lord. It's your decision. That's why we need to grow in our knowledge of God. When Peter was praying, for some disciples of Jesus Christ, he said, I pray for you that you will grow in grace and in the knowledge of God. Let's go back to our text today. And I'm about to close. 73. Let's see what Asaph resorted to doing. From verse 16. Now, he's told us about all his struggles, how he was struggling with the prosperity of unbelievers, people who don't know God, who don't serve God, how they are just prospering. He's told us all about that. He's told us he was envious of them. And he said, my feet, they are already slipping. I'm slipping away from God. And look at verse 16. He said, when I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. Verse 17. Until, let somebody say, until. He said, it was painful. Hallelujah. All those things that I was seeing, it was painful for me. Seeing things working out for some, and it's not working out for me. He said, it was painful for me to behold that kind of a thing happening. Until, let somebody say until again. I went into the sanctuary of God that I understood their end. He said, I didn't know. I actually thought that things were going well for them. And I've got good news for every believer under the sound of my voice. Who maybe you think, well, God has forgotten you. What am I even serving God for, self? What has God done for me lately? I've got good news for you. Get back your focus onto God. Hallelujah. Let your focus shift back to God. Because it is in Him you will find rest for your soul. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It's in God, it's in Jesus that you will find rest for your souls. It's in Him. So Asaph said, until I now went into the sanctuary of God, then I now knew. Now, I so love this guy because he just didn't hide anything. He actually referred to himself and the way he saw his situation and the situation of other people he was focusing on. He said, I was such a foolish person. He said, it was foolish of me to have shifted my focus and think that I was worse off. Hello? Surely, verse 18, surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou casted them down into destruction. He said, that's going to be their end, because all these people that are proud and saying, where is God? Who are getting by not serving God? They don't know God. They don't believe in Him. And they are just doing things the way they like, how they like it. He said, I now discovered that these people are actually on a very slippery slope onto destruction. So he was thankful. Let's read it. How are they brought into desolation? And in a moment, they are utterly consumed with terrors. As a dream when one awaketh, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Now, let's read from 26. It says, my flesh and my heart faileth, but Let somebody say, but God is the strength of my heart. He now came to realize that, look, I was slipping into destruction by shifting my focus on the things I don't have that other people have. Things I need, and those needs that are not met in my life. He said, I am gradually slipping into destruction. But now that I turn unto God, focusing on God, I have come to realize He is the source of my strength. Hallelujah. Remember, the Bible says, the joy of the Lord is our strength. If you lose your joy, you lose your strength. But if you choose to focus on God, your joy will be restored and your strength will increase. Can I hear an amen? For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord that I may declare all thy works. Praise the Lord. For me, I have chosen to trust in God. Regardless of the pressure that the life brings me. Regardless of things that I didn't pray for, I didn't plan for, and I didn't wish for that showed up in my life. I have made up my mind to trust God. I've made up my mind not to allow my focus to be and dwell in what is happening in the life of other people or what is happening around me. It is what happens inside of me that is important and that can change what is happening around me. Praise the Lord. Remember, we started. God works from the inside to the outside. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Shall we rise on our feet? Where is your focus? What are you focusing on? Are you focusing on the pain? Are you focusing on the pressure? Are you focusing on what is lacking in your life? Is the pressures of life causing you to put God on the back burner and think that it doesn't matter? Beloved, I want you to be truthful to yourself and also to God this morning. And begin to talk to Him. Remember, David spoke, "Why art thou disquieted in me, my soul? Why is my soul troubled? Hope thou in God." Talk to God right now. Talk to Him. If you have lost hope that something could happen.